2, The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Well, we have one out of three. Be a pretty good batting average in baseball, but welcome into the Passionate Radio Show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. It's you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike, Dr. Deb Lonser. We'll be back soon. And I'm Joe Galewski. Thank you for listening on this Super Bowl Sunday. Dr. Mike will join us in about 15 minutes. He's traveling, so he'll be joining us after the first break. Let's set up the hour. At 34 past the hour, this is a timely segment today because Friday, this past Friday, was National Wear Red Day for the American Heart Association to draw attention to the fact that every year heart disease claims the lives of around a half million women. Women's Heart Health Day serves the same purpose. Our guest at 34 past the hour, Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum. She's the director of Women and Heart Disease at Lenox Hill Hospital in New York City. She's also the author of Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum's Heart Book, Every Woman's Guide to a Heart Healthy Life. She's a national spokesperson for the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women campaign. And again, at Lenox Hill, she's lectured nationally on topics of coronary artery disease, women and heart disease, natural and alternative ways of treating heart disease, and prevention of heart disease. It has been said that the percentage of women at high risk for a heart attack who take a daily low-dose aspirin is 45%. Now, you're thinking probably, well, that's, you know, it's almost five out of 10, 50-50. The percentage of high-risk men who pop a daily low-dose aspirin is 60%. So we'll talk women's heart health. Typically, you know, you think of, you know, heart health, heart problems with men. You know, how do you die? An heart attack. You don't think much about women getting them, but they do get them. So we'll talk about how to prevent them coming up. And we'll talk to Dr. Mike shortly about what's going on for the Real Edge Tip of the Week for this hour. This is an hour number one. Some of the top medical stories of the week we'll talk about this week. A panel is pushing a vaccine for pregnant women. Doctors' heavy caseloads are putting patients at risk. They studied that. How about five ways to stay healthy when fasting? That's not the case this weekend. This is Super Bowl weekend. More on that in a minute. Precautions urged for drivers with diabetes. That's an interesting story. The surprising foods that make people sick. Some myths about weight loss. A lot of them out there. We'll have more on that. Low vaccination rates for U.S. adults are raising disease risk. And our top medical story of the week has to do with prostate cancer and prostate cancer treatments. So we'll get into those as we go through the hour. If you're listening in real time to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, this is Super Bowl weekend. San Francisco 49ers and the Baltimore Ravens. And this is a super eating weekend, which I think is a category in itself. People eat more food on Super Bowl Sunday than any other day of the year, except anyone? Anyone? You're right, Thanksgiving. Of course, the only difference is on Thanksgiving, there's usually a better game on. That's the difference. more than 1 in 8 of us order takeout for the Super Bowl. While most of us order pizza, about half got order chicken wings, and a small percentage get sandwiches. Also, football fans will consume more than, listen to this, 11 million pounds of potato chips, which is second only to Thanksgiving Day, on which Americans consume the most foods. We will eat 40, you know, Super Bowl weekend is the perfect example, in more ways than one, of not only, you know, the amount of food we consume, but excess, Everything is in excess. The pregame show, now the game time, the game on Sunday is 6:30 Eastern time. The pregame starts at 11. 11 in the morning. 7.5 hours before the game. So this is a perfect example of the American way of life in excess. Just a quick rundown. We'll eat 42 million pounds of snack food and other junk food tomorrow or Sunday. 11 million pounds of potato chips, 12 million pounds of avocados, 8 million pounds of tortilla chips, 4 million pounds of pretzels, 4 million pounds of popcorn, 3 million pounds of mixed nuts, and only one 12-pound cheese wheel. Actually, I'm kidding about that. Basically, it's more than double our average daily snack food consumption. We will spend over $50 million buying all of this stuff, too. So pass the checkbook and the Maalox. You know, the scary part about this is, and Dr. Mike's here, we will probably eat more food as a nation on Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, than people in the Sudan do all year. That's amazing. Welcome to the world of American excess. Dr. Mike is here. Hello, Dr. Mike.
How are you, Joe?
You're a
good thing about what you said was the avocados.
The avocados, probably the only healthy thing I mentioned, right?
It was. And I understand that we will eat, and you may have said this, but it bears repeating, 1.2 billion chicken wings tomorrow.
Right. One and a quarter billion.
That means there's four for every person in the United States. And since Nancy and I won't have any, that means someone's eating more than four. And I imagine that's true. I imagine that the average of the people who eat chicken wings is probably 8 or 10. They are the most addictive substance. They're just saturated fat, sugar, and saturated fat, sugar, and flour, if you will. That is simple carbohydrates. They are the worst food you can possibly eat. And when you look at that scale of food, Cinnabon and a Bloomin' Onion are right up there, but chicken wings are the worst.
There's a rumor about avocados that I want to straighten out, Mike. And then after the break, maybe we can talk about how not to pig out during Super Bowl Sunday. But the claim is that 2/3 of all avocados sold in the country are bought within 3 weeks of Super Bowl Sunday, which is false because Super Bowl Sunday accounts for about 5% of annual avocado sales, not the much larger figure that claimed. But it's bigger than Cinco de Mayo, and 50 million pounds of avocados will be consumed this year. So that's enough to cover the field from end zone to end zone with a coating of guacamole 12 feet deep. But it's all pretty much hype from the avocado people, a 4% increase for the year. But probably consumers, we consume, what would you, in terms of, we always just talk about Thanksgiving consumption of calories. I would imagine Super Bowl Sunday's calorie consumption is pretty impressive as well.
I'll bet it is from what you've said and what I've heard. And the good news about Thanksgiving is much of it is healthy. The bad news about Super Bowl Sunday is there isn't much that is healthy other than the avocados. But I'm going to give you a recipe when we come back, Joe, that anyone can make. You've got to go out and get the stuff today, but it's healthy.
On Super Bowl Sunday, pizza delivery drivers can expect $2 tips to sometimes as much as $20 tips. And pizza delivery drivers will log about 4 million miles on Super Bowl Sunday. So, and Domino's sells more pizzas on Super Bowl Sunday than any other day of the year. All right, coming up after the break, that interesting recipe from Dr. Mike and Dr. Mike's tips for how not to pig out during the Super Bowl at the Super Bowl party coming up on Sunday. 49ers and the Baltimore Ravens, Super Bowl Sunday. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen. Stay with us and don't go away.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card. Good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Downsized, outsourced, pink slipped, afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to OneOccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number OneOccupyWealth.com. OneOccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. It's the time of year when colds and viruses begin making their rounds through schools and families. Sometimes parents will ask for antibiotics, believing they will shorten an illness, allowing their child to return to school or child care quicker. But antibiotics are not usually the answer. Antibiotics are powerful drugs that need to be used cautiously. Antibiotics have no effect on viruses and will not reduce the length of the illness or the symptoms. They are highly effective in treating bacterial infections such as strep throat or bacterial pneumonia. But overuse of antibiotics can make them less effective when truly needed. Some bacteria strains have become resistant to antibiotics as a result of antibiotic overuse. The best way to treat a viral infection is with rest, fluids, and TLC. So feel free to baby your child who has the cold or the flu. Give them lots of love and care, but save the antibiotics for when they are truly needed. And for more information on children's health, visit www.aap.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, with Joe Galewski and Dr. Deb Lonser, and starring Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And we're brought to you by YouBeauty.com and Morning and Night Multivitamins. 34 past the hour, Women's Heart Health, Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum, the Director of Women and Heart Disease at Lenox Hill Hospital. And her book is called Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum's Heart Book, Every Woman's Guide to a Heart Healthy Life. That'll be at 34 past the hour. Dr. Mike's got a wonderful, he says, recipe for Super Bowl Sunday. Before you get to that, my friend, some advice on how not to pig out on at a Super Bowl party? What would you recommend so people kind of pace themselves and don't walk out of there like they're dead man walking?
Well, the key is always having one hand free, meaning to shake hands, pat everybody on the back, raise your hand in triumph when your team does something well. And the second key is to alternate three things if you're going to eat with the other hand. One is water, glass of water. Second is whatever you're drinking, whether it's beer, wine, or spirits, but alternate that. And the third is a plate of, if you can, the healthiest food you can find. So always go to the healthiest food, which is usually cut up veggies and, believe it or not, guacamole, especially if the guac is made with just avocados and tomato sauce. So one of the keys to the party is to bring something to the party that you know is healthy. So bring, if you will, guacamole that is made just with avocados and tomato sauce or tomato sauce and spices. And that way you know that that and the cut-up veggies you'll bring with it is healthy. If you want to make something yourself that is really a treat while you're there, is buy a whole mess of asparagus today. Cut it in about 2-inch long segments. And you can try it today so you get it right, but is to then put a little olive oil and a little of whatever your favorite spice is. I like rosemary on it, but you can put garlic or whatever. And then put it on a cookie sheet. It's the best use of a cookie sheet. You've got one of those flat sheets in the oven at 275. Rotate it when it looks about golden brown on one side. It gets golden brown on both sides. And those taste, if you close your eyes, you can't tell the difference between that and French fries when it's fully cooked. So you think you're eating French fries. You can dip them in whatever mustard or whatever sauce you want. But they taste absolutely delicious.
There's a mindset among in
you,
this.
You don't seem happy with that, Joe.
No, it's fine. I wrote it all down. I was just dotting my I's and crossing my T's on it. But I was going to say there's a mindset in this country, Mike, about, you know, people who watch sports fans. For example, I found that 95% of Super Bowl watchers have been to a fast food restaurant in the past 2 weeks. 95%, 80% have eaten at one, three or more times the past month. And people who watch the game are 20% more likely than all consumers to have eaten at a fast food restaurant 10 or more times in the last month. So, interesting.
Doesn't everybody watch the Super Bowl? I mean, how many people watch it?
It's a lot. It's billion. It's a million, millions upon millions. But 95% of those millions of people do fast food. So what I'm saying, there's a greater mindset here that people are in. Do you know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. You're saying that the people who watch the Super Bowl tend to be less watching of what foods they eat in general.
Yes.
And to me, it's an amazing comment, if you will, since I thought everybody watched the Super Bowl. Meaning, I thought half of America, 165 million, watched the Super Bowl, and I didn't think it would have any predilection for people who didn't eat healthy.
But it's a general observation of people do the fast food thing. A lot of people still go to fast food and eat fast food. And just the fans tomorrow, Mike, just the fans in the stadium will eat 5,000 pounds of hot dogs, drink more than 25,000 cans of soda and beer, and they'll go through 80,000 pounds of ice. So it's in excess to be sure. One of the top medical stories of the week kind of has to do with eating right or fasting. And can you tell us about five ways to stay healthy when fasting?
Well, the key with fasting is you really don't want to do it. So this came out of a story that was about Carmelo Anthony. He came back to the Knicks looking very thin after his injury, and people said, "What'd you do?" And he said, "I fasted for 15 days." That's a very bad thing. So fasting, and you say, "Well, what'd you eat?" You know, no one queried him on what he ate, whether it was just when he said fasting, he was just avoiding meat and carbohydrates and was eating nuts or something else and water. But one of the keys is to, if you're going to fast, is to make sure you get plenty of water. And secondly, if you start to feel a little faint, stop the fast. So I don't really think of a fast as a good thing at all. Some people want to do it one night a week or something like that to jumpstart their diet or to get over a period where they've plateaued. That's okay. One night, you know, drink plenty of water, and that's okay. But I don't like really doing it as a more than for a night.
15 days?
That's what Carmelo Anthony did, and that's why the story on fasting hit the, if you will, the news this week.
Yeah. So fasting...
Now, no one questioned him extensively and said, what'd you really do? You know,
sure.
He was an athlete. He was playing and working out during that period. An athlete really can't do that. You know, it'd just be unbelievable. But he said after his first couple of days of eating that he felt much stronger after he was eating.
Oh, I bet. So he ate nothing? He ate nothing?
Well, he said he fasted for 15 days.
Other than liquids?
We don't have any idea what he really did.
That's a long time. Right?
It is a long time. It's way too long. One of the other things is when you're fasting, you know, most people who fast, and I saw this when I watched a football player fast, and I've told the story before, but they dream of what they're going to have when they break their fast,
okay,
which ruins the whole thing.
Yeah. Before we go to the break and the guests, can you talk quickly about some foods, some surprising foods, and we got about a minute, that make people sick?
Well, this is an actual interesting story. It is... When the CDC looked at foodborne illness and what were the leading causes of it, and it turns out poultry was the thing that killed people, wasn't hamburger or et cetera, it was poultry. And the thing that made them sickest, that gave food sickness, et cetera, consistently was, in fact, leafy green vegetables that weren't clean. And one of the reasons was that the food service industry doesn't give sick time to its employees. So many food service workers, even when they wash their hands, et cetera, come to work and work when sick because they don't have sick time as a routine in either most places that they're non-union or even in the union facilities, they don't negotiate for sick time for food service workers.
All right, we'll be back after this. We'll take the break. Dr. Michael will rejoin us for the second hour. Our guest is Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum, the director of Women and Heart Disease at Lenox Hill Hospital, and a book entitled Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum's Heart Book, Every Women's Guide to Heart Healthy Life. She's also the national spokesperson for the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women campaign. Women's Heart Health, coming up, You the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody, so get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Snowboarding is a popular winter sport. Snowboards look like big skateboards made from fiberglass and plastic. Snowboarders ride their boards much the way surfers do, steering by shifting their body weight. Most can reach speeds up to 40 miles per hour. Twice as many injuries happen to snowboarders as skiers. The most common injuries are to the wrist, usually when snowboarders use their arms to break a fall. The American Academy of Pediatrics does not recommend this sport for children under age 7. For older children, make sure the snowboard fits the child. An easy way to determine this is to make sure the board stands no higher than the child's nose. Children should always wear helmets and gloves with built-in wrist guards, and they should resist trying advanced stunts or dangerous tricks until they've mastered all the basic snowboarding skills. And for more information on your child's health and safety, visit www.aap.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
It's one thing to have a job in this economy, but it's another to have a career that you love. Getting the skills for today's careers may depend on your college degree. So if you're interested in the future of business, electronics, information technology, or drafting and design, call ITT Technical Institute today. With over 100 campuses nationally, ITT Tech can prepare you for a career in one of these fields. After all, tens of thousands of ITT Tech grads have built a solid future. Perhaps they can do the same for you. Classes meet just a few times a week, and financial aid is available to those who qualify. So what's stopping you? For more information and to schedule your campus tour, call ITT Tech toll-free at 800-574-1319. That's 800-574-1319. ITT Technical Institute, education for the future. 800-574-1319.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission, to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Test expert time here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I'm Joe Galuski. Dr. Mike will join us for the second hour. Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum is the Director of Women and Heart Disease at Lenox Hill Hospital in New York. She's also written a book called Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum's Heart Book, Every Woman's Guide to a Heart Healthy Life. She's a national spokesperson for the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women campaign and attending cardiologist and the director of Women and Heart Disease at Lenox Hill. She's lectured nationally on topics of coronary artery disease, women and heart disease, natural and alternative ways of treating heart disease, and the prevention of heart disease. Dr. Steinbaum, glad you're with us here on the show today. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.
There is we have a little bit of a connection because Dr. Steinbaum has been a guest a couple of times on my morning show on News Radio 570 WSYR in Syracuse, New York. So we are not strangers, albeit we've talked a couple of times, but thanks again for coming on. Kind of a timely session with you today because Friday, the 1st of February, was National Wear Red Day for the American Heart Association. Of course, its purpose was to draw attention to the fact that every year, cardiovascular disease claims about 500,000 women. It always seems that, like, when we hear about how a man dies and somebody says a heart attack, they go, okay, well, you know. But when someone finds out a woman dies of a heart attack. It's a little bit surprising to us. Is that kind of an inaccurate mindset for people to have?
Well, that's really what Go Red is about. We are just trying to change everyone's perception of heart disease. It's really amazing. Since 1984, more women have died of heart disease than all cancers combined, and more than men. Yet we still seem to have this misconception that heart disease is a man's disease, and I'm here to tell you that is just not the case.
Well, that's true. And again, we hear about a woman who may have had a heart problem and, lost her life or dealing with heart disease, and it kind of somewhat surprises us to hear that it's a woman. But again, that's not the case, and the purpose of the American Heart Association in one way is to change that mindset around. I'm always interested about your book. The book is Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum's Heart Book, Every Woman's Guide to a Heart Healthy Life. And I read the headline. I read the headline for the book, and it says, A Revolutionary New Approach to Women's Heart Health. So what is revolutionary about your findings?
This book really started for so many different reasons, but one of the things that really pushed me to do this now was one of the statistics is showing that there's an increase of heart disease in women less than 55 years old. And I sit in my office every day, and I have these young women really in the prime of their lives, 30s, 40s, 50s. These are not older women who are postmenopausal, kind of that age range that we think about when heart disease develops. These are really young women who are having symptoms, palpitations, chest pain. And then I'm finding high blood pressure and cholesterol levels that are high and all these symptoms. And what occurred to me is the fact that this new generation of women, and I've been saying this all the time, thank goodness for Gloria Steinem, but we never got the handbook. So as a generation of women, we're out there in the workforce, carrying the load, coming home, being mothers, trying to be good wives and good daughters and good friends and really juggling so much and trying to be great at everything that I think we're not only carrying the stress of the man's world as we know it, but we're carrying the stress of all of it. And so this is a real good look at today's woman in today's world in a way that's never really been talked about before.
Well, it's because, I don't want to say it's because, I'm not the expert, but, my mom didn't work outside the house. She stayed home.
Right.
She cooked,
that's
she
exactly
cleaned.
It. Yeah.
And that was about it. She washed our clothes. And now you've got women who, I want it all, I want to do it all, with a job, professional women, with kids, kids' activities. So are you saying that maybe the stress in a woman's world is more stressful than the stress of a man's world?
I think, of course, being that woman that you just described, I think it is. That it's a different kind of stress. It's a stress on multiple different levels. And the one thing that has come into the picture is that what we feel, our emotions connect so much to heart health and to overall health. And so what I talk about a lot in this book is what you're thinking, what is in your mind affects your heart. And this connection is something that it's clearly in the literature, it's in the science, and we've heard it and we know it. But the reality is we haven't figured out how much it does have an effect and what to do about it. And that's what this book is about, for people to really understand exactly who they are, exactly how stressed out they are, or how what their perceptions of their life is, exactly who they are within their own lives, and to figure out what to do about it to stay healthy.
The book is called Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum's Heart Book, Every Woman's Guide to a Heart Healthy Life. It's published by Avery Books, which is a division of Penguin USA. Are you suggesting that, doctor, that women need to slow down?
I'm suggesting that women need to know exactly what they need. And in order to do that, they need to know exactly who they are. There are some women who are pushing it to the ends of their ropes, and they can't do it. It's just not going to sustain them or their health. So what I'm saying is that every woman needs to know her limit. She needs to know what to do to rejuvenate herself. She needs to know how much sleep she needs to get or when she needs to exercise or how much she needs to be with friends and really get a support group around her. She needs to know exactly who she is to figure out exactly how to become healthy.
Do women have different risk factors for heart disease than men do?
They don't, but what we know are that the psychosocial aspects of a woman tend to affect her heart more than a man. So depression, for example, depression that oftentimes comes in this perimenopausal period when hormones fluctuate, you know, in the 40s, early 40s, we know that that kind of depression really does affect the heart significantly and increases the risk of heart disease. We know anxiety and hostility and actually how you perceive the world, whether you're a glass half empty or a glass half full kind of person, really makes a difference on the heart. Optimism, pessimism, and we see that it affects women greater than men.
How many women do you think, when it comes to realizing if they may have a problem, think about their own, what's the word, immortality when it comes to heart disease? They may think, okay, you just mentioned how prevalent heart disease is for women. How do women perceive the potential that they may be a candidate for heart disease? Do they feel they're invincible?
One of my favorite surveys that was done looked at a group of about 2,000 women, and it asked them, what is your greatest risk? And about 90% of women in this study said heart disease was their greatest risk. So they were aware. And then they were asked, well, what is your risk of heart disease? And 13% of those women said they were personally at risk. And this is part of the problem. It's everyone else's issue, not that woman's issue. She's just not connected to it. And I think the reason is we always think of heart attacks and heart disease as Hollywood heart attack, of an overweight man smoking a cigar and leaning over, clutching his chest, blue in the face. The reality is that's not what heart disease looks like. So that disconnect is part of what the problem is, and that's part of the Go Red initiative.
I want to, we're coming up on a break. After the break, I want to ask you about your take on aspirin with regard to heart disease, also your lifestyle opinions or recommendations, and what to do about atrial fibrillation, and some answers for women to tackle this problem if there is one. Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum. Her heart book, Every Woman's Guide to a Heart Healthy Life. It's available now from Avery Books, a division of Penguin USA. And we'll be back with Dr. Steinbaum coming up after the break. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Insure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
arms, or jaw,
shortness of breath.
Please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness.
It's time to take it
serious. Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath. Cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I am a face of influenza.
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 We all are faces of influenza.
I'm a mom. And I'm a face of influenza.
Health officials now recommend everyone 6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your healthcare provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated. Visit facesofinfluenza.org. Influenza is serious. So are we. Get vaccinated.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. While planning gifts for your children, grandchildren, nieces, and nephews this holiday season, don't forget about toy safety. Toys need to match a child's abilities, so always check the manufacturer's age recommendations on the toy first. In general, toy parts should be much larger than the child's mouth to prevent injuries, including choking. To avoid serious eye or ear injuries, steer clear of toys that shoot small objects into the air or make loud noises. The eyes, nose, and other small parts on soft toys and stuffed animals should be securely fastened. If a toy comes with instructions, make sure you read and demonstrate them to the child and make sure she understands the proper way to use the toy. And note, never buy hobby kits such as chemistry sets for any child younger than 12. For more tips on keeping your holidays safe with your children and family, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Yeah, we're streaming there, too, RadioMD.com. Streaming also at GabRadio.com. Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum with us, Director of Women and Heart Disease at Lenox Hill Hospital in New York City. Her book is called Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum's Heart Book, Every Woman's Guide to a Heart Healthy Life. And it's from Avery Books. Doctor, did Rosie O'Donnell's heart attack shake a lot of women up?
Yeah, it did. But I was hoping for it to really have a mass effect. We always talk about the Couric effect, about a group of people hearing about her husband, and then all these people were going out and get colonoscopies. Remember that?
Yes.
And I was hoping that Rosie's heart attack would have the same effect. Really, it showed that you can be a young woman and have heart disease. And I talked a lot about it at the time because I really wanted people to see it could happen to anyone. And thank goodness for her, she went online and she really talked about it and tried to help educate women. So I think, yes, it did make some women aware, but we didn't get that same effect that I was hoping for.
I want to ask you about aspirin and your take on it because a health factoid I found. Let me find it. It has to do with the percentage of high-risk men who pop a daily low-dose aspirin is 60%. The percentage of women at high risk for a heart attack who take a daily low-dose aspirin is 45%. You're not a big fan of aspirin to prevent heart disease. Is that true?
Oh, no, that's not true. But it's not necessary to take it unless you're at high risk. So when you talk about high risk, these are women who've actually had heart disease or they have multiple risk factors. These are things like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, smoking, family history, obesity, stress. And with multiple risk factors, it puts these women at high risk. And once you have, for example, high blood pressure and high cholesterol and diabetes, then absolutely take an aspirin. Otherwise, it's not necessary until you're 65 years old, at which time a low-dose aspirin daily prevents definitely stroke, and there's some prevention for heart disease as well.
It's kind of interesting because Dr. Mike isn't with us, and that's unfortunate. He disagrees with that because he's a big believer in a couple of baby aspirins, 81 milligram aspirins every day. But again, not here to talk about it. I'm in no position to defend his position. What should you do for atrial defibrillation? That's one question Dr. Mike asked me to ask you.
About atrial fibrillation?
Yeah.
You know, it depends on your age. If you're a young person that has no other risk factors for heart disease, no problem, then atrial fibrillation might not be an issue. But as you get older or have any issues with the heart, it is so important to take an anticoagulant, which is something like Coumadin, which is the most common one, that prevents clotting of the blood. Atrial fibrillation doesn't kill you per se, but it can lead to a stroke. And the good news about it is that we can prevent a stroke if it is just medically managed.
So let's get to the bottom line here about what to do. Are you a believer in Dr. Ornish, I understand? Is that right?
Yes. When I began my training, we were his satellite in New York City doing his research. And so our program was based on his program, which included exercise, yoga, stress management as a stress management component, group support, and diet. And so that was the beginning of my preventive cardiology career with his research.
You're a believer in a vegetarian diet, right? Lay off the meat, lay off the dairy to a certain extent.
What I really talk about in the book is that being mostly vegetarian is really the best way to go. The Mediterranean diet has been shown to reduce the incidence of heart disease by 70%. If you already have a diagnosis of heart disease, I would say the best diet for you is vegetarian. But if you're trying to be as heart healthy as possible, the Mediterranean diet, including some olive oil and fish, is beneficial.
Did some research on this before we went on the air, and I found vegetarians are 35% less likely to be hospitalized or die from heart disease than the meat-eating public. And vegetarians, as you indicate, had lower cholesterol, lower blood pressure than non-vegetarians, and diet's a pretty important determinant for heart disease. So,
absolutely. When you think about diet, I think that many people think about diet as a reward. You know, what am I going to eat? I was so good today. What should I eat? And I always talk to people about changing that perception. What can I eat today to make me feel good is not something that is sugary, sweet, sticky, and disgusting. It's really something that's going to fuel you, re-energize you, invigorate you, and that's something like a huge salad. You know, that's a gift, not something fried and fatty.
Super Bowl Sunday notwithstanding, right, Doc?
yeah, you can definitely get your vegetables on Super Bowl Sunday, too.
let's talk, we got about 2 minutes or so. Let's talk about exercise, which is a pretty big equation in this whole plan, too.
Well, my famous statement that I always make is that exercise is the best medication. It does everything. It really decreases the blood pressure, the cholesterol. It keeps the sugar down, your weight down, helps your mood, prevents osteoporosis. I mean, really, exercise does everything that you could possibly want, and it certainly keeps you young and vital. And I think that everyone needs to do something every single day, even if it's just walking.
What's the bare minimum? What do you think is a good guideline for daily exercise?
The American Heart Association recommends 150 minutes of exercise a week. So if you break it down, that's about 30 minutes, 5 days a week, of getting your heart rate up to a moderate intensity. That's when you can speak, but it's a little difficult. If you're going to do less vigorous exercise, it's more time and every day of the week. So if you're going to walk, then just get up and walk an hour a day.
Let's wrap this up. So is it possible for women to turn their lives around, not only physically but emotionally? Is it a tough thing to do, or is it really possible?
Well, that's what this book is really about. It's about showing each and every woman that heart disease is in her control. About 80 to 90% of the time, heart disease is preventable. It is the only disease that we have that much control over. And so this is really a how-to guide, how to take care of yourself, how to exercise, how to eat well, and really how to prevent heart disease. And not only that, but how to take back control over your life and live from a place, I say it's living from the heart. Get out of your head and really live from your heart. Live from who you are and what makes you happy and feel good. And that's so much about self-care, and that's what I talk about in this book.
Let's get women rolling again, and maybe let's touch base on my morning show sometime here in Syracuse.
That
would be great.
Be great. Thanks so much.
Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum. The book is Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum's Heart Book, Every Woman's Guide to a Heart Healthy Life from Avery Books. Hour number one is in the books. Hour number two coming up, Dr. Arthur Perry and Dr. Gary Ginsberg too, and Dr. Mike. On You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. Stay with us. Don't go away.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card. Good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Downsized, outsourced, pink slipped, afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to OneOccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number OneOccupyWealth.com. OneOccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.